noise if it wasn't heard. Alright, everyone, it is the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. I got Dead Penetration here.
What's up?
And first, let's start out and talk about the Spinning Robot Pussy. Remember, you can go ahead and get one of those from Revy. Go to spinningrobotpussy.com and grab one of those.
Of the future.
Also, don't forget about
Dippin' Dots? Well, this is Dippin' Dots for your dick.
Okay, well, don't forget about the Follow Me Eyes and the Waifu Goo. Those are both available from Phil at the Dollhouse, the-doll-house.com. Make sure to check that out for all your other waifu needs. Phil's really trying to get that server together and make it a place where you can go and talk about dolls with all the experts.
And the Follow Me Eyes.
So if you want to know, yeah. So
if you ever wanted to go through a dollhouse like a haunted mansion, get the Dollhouse.
Yep. Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on with, I mean, I'm in there quite a bit with the different doll communities. Of course, you know, Game Lady, which he sells, I believe he sells some Game Lady dolls in there, I'm not sure. But I know that they have a partnership. Game Lady doll is the one that makes the dolls that look exactly like replicas from video games.
Okay.
Yep. So, and their prices are actually affordable now, guys. You can get a Tifa for about $1,100. That's a hell of a lot cheaper than they used to be.
Oh, shit, I want a full body massage chair.
All right, so what are we going to talk about today? Well, we did have some articles, but I think it's more important to talk about the big picture. Pornhub 2023 Year in Review. We did this last year, so we're going to do it this year too. And it's important because we are an adult content channel. That's what we've done for a while. And yes, we can talk about the little Twitch situation.
And of course, which there might not be much more Pornhub for long because all that stuff leaking to the public.
Well, it might.
About the underage women.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
It's getting to like representatives and government. And
it,
all that.
It might bring down some things, but what I'm going to say here is basically, all right. I said, yeah, we are an adult content channel. We do have adult announcements to make. Obviously, the new version of Fresh Women is up, and it's number one adult game on Steam right now. Yeah, free DLC, fully voiced, you need to check it out. By the way, Fresh Women Season 2 Part 2 has also come out. And Forbidden Fantasy Chapter 1, that's free. You have to go to, I think, either Steam or their website, which is freshwomen.com. Yes, they have a fucking website, and that's where you can buy a lot of their games now. So you can check that out. And for you Inseaton Games fans, Inseaton has announced that Lust Theory Season 3 is just about to come out. I know we're still playing Season 1. You don't have to remind me. I'm not going at breakneck speed, but if you want to, you can. So there's that, and also Inseaton has opened up a shop where they're selling pillows of all the girls, yes. It's on InSeatonGames.com, of course. And if the pillow wasn't enough, you can also get those color change mugs. Basically, you know, it's a mug. It's got girls on it. You've got Mia. You've got Jessica. You've got all the girls that we like from the series, right? Well, basically, you put water in the cup, and the clothes come off. So, it's about 20...
What?
Yeah, it's about...
I feel like a glass of water right now.
It feels... You know, it's $15, but the shipping and handling is $10.
Oh, one of them pins, you turn it upside down and they their clothes fall off. That's always a classic.
It's sort of kind of like that, but it's a... It's a temperature change thing.
Oh, like
and they
the
showed
Mr.
how it
Freeze
worked.
From back in the day. You put him in the freezer and he turns blue.
Yeah, that's how they did it.
I put it in a block of ice. That destroys it.
Shit.
Mr. Freeze, he can handle it.
But yeah, you can get one with Mia and I almost had it. Like, it's still letting me know, Grim, you've got a Mia mug in your cart. I said, yeah, but the $25 is kind of rough. So,
Mia mug.
So, yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on in the adult world right now. The AVN world. As always. Also, we have... Okay, so we have our 2023 year in review. 2023 is the 10th anniversary of Pornhub's year in review.
I was about to say. You said 2020 a second there.
2023, rather.
Yes.
Okay. And this year, our statisticians are back with more data and commentary. So, first of all, the trends that define 2023... The number one was the golden age. Mature searches grew by 77% and became the second most popular category among men, led by mature cougar. Wow.
What was MILF, illegal aliens ranked?
I don't know. MILF became the second most searched term worldwide, while DILF terms, including muscle DILF, grew 71. Okay. Granny searches gained 132. Hey, what are you people doing?
Grannies aren't the same people anymore.
And they GILF by 168%.
Now I'm 41.
Do I need to find older characters? Do I need to go into the fucking AVN sphere and say, we want granny gangbang or what? Whatever. What the fuck? I don't know.
Mature woman.
Granny. I could have sworn there was something. I could have sworn there was a few in there, AVNs, where they have a granny character. With terms like sexy granny and hot gilf trending. Alright, supersize was number two. The terms big, bigger, and biggest grew by 177%. And searches for huge tits, which is what I've searched for a lot. And huge cock, which is what I've never searched for. And huge dildo by 67%. Even massive, which I have fucking used.
What? Dildo?
No. Massive tits, massive breasts, massive...
I was about to say, massive dildo's not up anywhere on my list.
Searches were up 91%. While big boobs expanded by 78%. Wow, and big booty was 83% bigger, as it fucking should be, you mad lads. Fucking glad. Love to see it. The big tits category grew 31%. You know what? Let's clap here. The tits are getting more. See, I thought it was the age of ass,
man,
but
I've been looking at Asian too much. I was about to look up illegal aliens.
I was thinking it was going to be the age of ass and that the titties would never come back. We'd never go back to the score girls, but damn it, you guys are giving me hope for titties, and I'm really, I really just want to say how thankful I am.
Best hentai video with Spanish subtitles.
Okay.
Channel of all time.
And BBW gained 24% because y'all like them big women to join this year's top 20.
I think.
Just behind big ass and big dick. Okay.
I like a thick booty.
Three, sex machines. Okay, let me clap every single one of you. Thank you so much. This is the neon pill. You guys are doing it for me. Sex machines.
So
the top trending search pill. Android grew 1,689%. Including terms like Android cosplay and Android roleplay. Robot searches like sex robot and 3D robot grew 304%. And machine searches like sex machine were up 88%. Now that isn't necessarily a robot. That can be like a fuck machine. So that's a little different. Now, interestingly enough, NPC, and this has absolutely nothing to do with, you know, this is probably because of the meme. But NPC searches grew 1,541%, driven up by an increase in video game-related searches in 2023. I mean, everybody was into the NPC meme thing, so they were definitely looking for porn of it. Now, here's something interesting. Four, uniforms. Searches for uniform grew by 243%.
Uniform?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Led by military uniform. Cop uniform and man in uniform.
I've got a...
Man, these women are into something that we don't...
I've got to change my dating profile. I've got to get my work uniform on.
Soldier searches gain plus 332% with female soldier outranking military soldier and gay soldier. Uniform and soldier searches were often combined with terms uniform cosplay, soldier roleplay, and soldier amateur. Now here's the most interesting thing I've found. This really struck me. I may do a whole piece on it tomorrow. Number 5, sexual healing. Worldwide therapy searches were up. Worldwide therapy searches were up 344% this year, including increases of 566% in Canada and 541% in Australia. Physical healing led by the results such as massage therapy to up 76%. And therapy sex by 121%. You know, I'm really going to have to clap because you know what it means? It means that people are going for...
Are looking for
softer, more, like, the sex that you actually kind of have.
Yeah.
Yeah, not just like the porn.
Reactions.
Yeah, that's real good.
You have cancer.
That's kind of sad.
And I'm not even thinking about it until at least a while later.
That's kind of sad, though, the fact that people are so starved for actual connection that they're actually going onto Pornhub to look for real therapy, like real, like what real sex is. Remember, we talked about the porn star.
Yeah.
That he says, what, you do two positions when you're doing real sex, if that. And for the most part, I'm just saying that that's, in general, what most people do. And he says there's a lot of, you know, it's a lot more romantic. It's deeper. Oh, yeah. And that's what they're looking for. They're looking for deeper romantic sex, which is fantastic. I love to see this because it means that the world is healing in a sense. Because we've been into this gooner shit for so long that people like, I just want love. And that's literally what they're looking for. So maybe that means that things will kind of turn around in another couple years. People get to the point where, you know, I don't want to just be completely... I don't want my back blown out, which is hard to believe. And I'm not saying they don't ever want their back blown out, but I'm just saying that, you know, they don't want to go looking for random men to just fucking blow their back out. They want to find something that's actually meaningful.
You know how you fix that? Mm. Strengthen your core.
I know that.
So,
professional terms like massage therapist.
Ghost cat.
It cat can do that. Professional terms like massage therapist were up 62%. Sex therapist by 55%. You know, shout out to Maya Chan. She is a
sex
therapist. And even personal trainer group plus 85%. And let's see here. Okay, there's a little more here. For searches, mature grew 77%, led by the terms mature cougar, granny by 100. Okay,
get away from
BBW granny. No oh, kitty. Good lord.
No kitty. No kitty. Bad kitty. No kitty.
In the United States, MILF became the second most popular search in the U.S. ahead of 2022's top favorite, hentai. And the United Kingdom, mature British, was a top trending search, growing by 751%. The category, I'm looking for a mature lass.
Oh, yeah.
On Pornhub Gay, daddy is the fifth most popular category. Supersized. Okay, we know about big tits. Big, bigger, and biggest. Big boots on increase, busty nearly doubled by 94%. Big natural tits have gone up at 141%. Big booty searches went plus 83, and big ass Latina was plus 29% more popular in 2023. Yep. Some of the biggest searches were world's biggest cock, which more than doubled at 102%. And biggest cum shot came out 49% ahead. Ooh, I know the women that are looking for that. In the United States, the searches for Big Ass and BBC became the 7th and 8th most popular searches, as well as Big Tits seeing significant gains. In 2023, Big Ass Anal was a top trending U.S. search, growing 394%. Dr. Lori Batito of Sexual Wellness Center had this to say. It is human nature to be curious about the extraordinary. Well, good! When it comes to sex, it is no different. We are all voyeurs to some degree, and we want to see the extremes that we generally don't have access to in real life. Sex machines. Hajime Soriyama was really looking into the future with his sexy robots. The term android is often combined with video game searches. Let's see, sex robot, AI robot, 3D robot, and anime robot becoming popular. And of course they had dildo machine, milking machine, penis machine. When we asked Dr. Lori Batito about this one, she said, search trends over the years always coincide with what's trending in technology. Right now we're seeing a lot about the development of sex robots, so who wouldn't be curious about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now for uniforms. Dr. Lori Batito said that people in uniform symbolize power, and many people are attracted to people who exude power and control. Other attractive qualities that uniforms, especially military, cop, and firefighter, represent are discipline, heroism, responsibility, courage, and a commitment to helping people. And a dose of hotness to the uniform, and you have, for some people, the perfect fantasy partner. And finally, when we asked Dr. Lori Batito to comment on sexual healing, she said, I think it is interesting, I find it interesting that therapy is a porn search word. More and more people, thankfully, are seeking help for mental health and sexual issues, which is great. However, at the same time, fantasies involving a patient-therapist relationship turned sexual is quite common, probably because it is taboo and involves a power differential. In real life, clients can experience feelings for a therapist because of the nature of the relationship. The client shares very intimate details of their life and feels safe, and this can turn into fantasies of a sexual nature. The forbidden nature of this relationship also may fuel this fantasy. Topping this year's most searched for term was hentai. It was the 10th most searched term of the year. Oh, well, in 2014. In the United States alone, hentai was the third most searched term of the year. Our statisticians theorize factors such as the popularity of video games like Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, which was released earlier this year, in addition to Overwatch and Fortnite, as well as the global popularity of anime could have something to do with the growth. Rule 34 is alive and well in this realm of porn. Interestingly, the search term hentai is much more popular than the category hentai. Wow! Which came in 9th this year.
Cat.
On Pornhub Gay, hentai came out in 4th. 5th, sorry. Following hentai in 2nd was MILF. A staple in porn, viewers love to see a sexy, empowered older woman who knows what she likes and likes what she's doing. The term MILF is consistently rated highly in the most searched terms of the year, often falling within the top 5. In 2022, MILF was the 3rd most searched term, meaning it has risen a spot in 2023. There's no shortage of MILFs in the popularity of Stormy Daniels, Sherry DeVille, and Ava Adams, among others, as testament to this. 2023's third most searched for term was lesbian. Again, a term that is consistently popular. In 2022, lesbian was the 4th most searched term, meaning it too, like MILF, rose one spot. It would be easy to theorize the popularity of this term could have much to do with the fact that many of the viewers on Pornhub are straight men, but that would not do the data justice. Not only was it the 3rd most searched term overall, but it was also the most viewed category of 2023. For men, it was the 7th most viewed category, but for women, it was the 1st. It seems to signify that no matter your gender or sexual orientation, viewers love to see two women getting together. Remember, women, number one, looking at lesbians. Alright, 2023's most popular performers. This year, like 2022, Abella Danger took the top spot for most popular porn star. Thanks to some of her work with top studios over the years, her videos accumulated 1.8 billion views. With a number like that, it's no wonder why she's the top porn star of the year. Angela White came in 2nd. I like Angela White.
Yeah.
Spot from 2022's 3rd place. Like Abella Danger, her videos views accumulated in the billions. She frequently holds a model ranking in the top 5 and regularly uploads videos, no doubt contributing to her popularity. 3rd was Eva Elfie, who also rose plus 1 place since last year, knocking Lana Rhodes down from 1 to 4th.
You have to send me a
like her copy predecessors.
Of that so I can look some of
those her up. Videos also accumulated. I got you, fam. The 3rd most I'm trying to read.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Her predecessors, her videos also accumulated over a billion views. Guy Brie also saw a noticeable increase of plus 13 spots this year. Alexis Fox saw an increase of plus 14, and Eliza Ibarra saw a substantial increase of plus 46 spots. Now, amateur models. Most viewed amateur model of 2023 was Candy Love. She took the top spot from this year from Yin Leon, who was the fifth most viewed in 2023. Second most viewed amateur model of 2023 was Sweetie Fox, who was up from plus 1 point from 2022, followed closely by Porn Force. I do not know who Porn Force is, and there's no fucking, like, there's nothing to
Porn
say.
Porn Force is probably a company.
Maybe. Okay, so, United States. The most searched for term in the United States yet again this year was lesbian. Much like last year, Americans love to see some woman-on-woman action. In 2019 and 2017, the top U.S. term was lesbian as well. MILF rose plus one spot, coming in second this year and bumping hentai into third place. Wow, much like the world's most searched terms, MILF is desired among Americans as well. The term gangbang saw a substantial increase of plus 12 spots this year compared to last, and the term Japanese saw a considerable decrease of 11 spots. When breaking searches down by state, we encountered some interesting results. It should be quickly noted that we no longer serve some of these states. That said, the data is relevant up to the time we blocked them. The state of Nevada is most interested in themselves, as Vegas was searched more in Nevada than the rest of the country. Much like Hawaii, where Hawaiian was a special interest. On the West Coast, the state of Washington was more interested in sexual sex, while on the East Coast, the state of Virginia was more interested in smoking. In Midwest, Wyoming loved golf, and back east in New Jersey, they loved Turkish. Our statisticians theorize that this can be reflective of the fact that New Jersey has the highest population of Turkish people in the country.
Hey, and Turkish women are gorgeous.
And while Wyoming might have some nice Gothic architecture, our statisticians cannot confidentially theorize where the interest in golf comes from in the interest of porn. The District of Columbia had a special interest in Big Ass Cop, while Oklahoma was more interested in sex dick. Over in Utah, the state with the highest Mormon population in the country, Mormon was of special interest to them. And let's not forget Alaska.
Oh, I noticed that they had that as an option on porn.
Yeah. And let's not forget Alaska, where it can get quite cold and lonely, and where they have a special interest in sex doll. Don't tell TFM, he wanted to move to Alaska. And lo and behold, sex doll becomes the number one search in Alaska. Okay, so there are some real crazy ones. Pennsylvania likes big boobies. North Carolina said bubble butt.
I can't stand the diaper, but like when they get the damn ass adding on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks
thruple. Bondage, swingers, cartoon porn, ass to mouth, big black dick, that's Louisiana.
I get on to you.
Texas is creamy. Loud wet sex is North Dakota. Femdom is Colorado. Arizona's car sex. Wow. California is Asian stepmom. Oregon is nudist. Idaho is dildo ride. Montana, BDSM. So that's what they're doing out there. Wisconsin is swingers. There's a lot going on. Don't forget about double virginal. No, not double virginal. Double vaginal going on in Connecticut. And Florida, fantasy. Georgia. What do you think Georgia is? Ebony Solo.
That or peaches.
Mississippi is the home of the furries. Alabama is fingering myself. Wow. Tennessee is giantess. Kentucky's bouncing boobs. Indiana's chubby. Ohio. Hey, if you've got micro penis, go to Ohio. You're going to love it. They love small dick. Small dick is the number one search in Ohio.
That's funny. I wonder how that becomes the state search.
When we broke down the top countries by traffic, the United States took the lead again this year by a landslide.
If only it were smaller and easier.
Folks, in America, we watch way too much damn porn. Yeah. Thank you.
I believe so. And there's so many studies about how bad that can be for your health now.
Oh, no. The United States took the lead again, but we also have talked about why that is, too, according to the same studies. Took the lead again this year by a landslide. In a country with a population as large as theirs, it's easy to see why. Following the USA, the Philippines rose plus 3 spots this year to take second place, taking the UK spot and knocking them down 3 to 5th place, with the help of Mexico climbing 2 spots as well. France stayed in the same spot they were last year, and third place falling very closely behind the Philippines. Canada, Brazil, Spain, and Poland all kept their respective places. Combined, these 20 countries make up 78.5% of all daily traffic to Pornhub. Wow. Okay, the world is lasting a few seconds longer. This year, the average time spent on Pornhub increased by 15 whole seconds, making the average visit duration 10 minutes and 9 seconds. We can thank the 45-plus-year-olds for that, as their average time was up between 25 seconds and 77 seconds, while the 18 to 24 age bracket was down negative 74 seconds, or minus 74. And the 25 to 34 age bracket was down minus 34 seconds, and the 35 to 44 age bracket was down 6 seconds. Broken down by country, Philippines increased plus 16, taking the lead from Egypt, who decreased minus 24. I didn't even know they were allowed to look at it. Following the Philippines, Egypt.
Oh, Egypt. Yeah.
Following the Philippines is Japan, who was up plus 15 seconds this year. Netherlands was up plus 24 seconds. And United Kingdom was up plus 26, making their average visit 10 minutes and 31 seconds. So, Philippines has spent the most time on Pornhub. And we're not that close. We're like 9 minutes and 57 seconds. In the United States, Maryland spent the most time on Pornhub, with a total of 11 minutes and 31 seconds on average, up 37 seconds from 2022. Following Maryland was Rhode Island, with 11 minutes. And following Rhode Island for the longest time spent per visit, was New Jersey. For shortest visit, Louisiana, 8 minutes and 21 seconds. Next state was Oregon. Their neighbors, Washington, was close behind. People's favorite time to watch porn is pretty much the same time, around noon and 1 p.m., and around 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. were the lowest average times, whereas 11 p.m. and midnight were well above average, telling our statisticians a visit to Pornhub is excellent to wrap your day. Weekly averages reflected these same findings. Wednesday at 5 a.m. was the least favorite time to watch porn, whereas Monday at 11 p.m. was the favorite. This also contributes to Monday being the most popular day to visit, and Saturday the least popular. On weekends, when people tend to go out more, sleep in later, be more social, it's not surprising that Saturday is the least popular day of the week. Okay, so
get home from the club.
Yeah. Categories can be influenced by a variety of different factors, such as current events and trending topics. For example, the reality category saw a marked increase in interest last year, but did not make it into the most viewed categories of 2023. Most viewed category was the most viewed category was lesbian. In 2022, the most viewed category was lesbian as well, as I said. Canada, Mexico, Australia, and parts of South America all showed more interest in the lesbian category than other areas of the world. Following lesbian was Japanese. Which knocked Ebony down from minus 1 to the third most viewed category. Categories anal, MILF, transgender, and mature all increased plus 1, while threesome saw a decrease of minus 4. Big ass saw an increase of plus 4, big dick saw an increase of plus 5, and BBW saw an increase of plus 6. The data seems to indicate that bigger is better. Around the world, you'll notice the familiar categories again. Lesbian was popular in Canada, Australia, and Mexico. Ebony was not popular in the United States and parts of Africa. Ebony was most popular in the United States and parts of Africa. Well, I figured they'd be looking for black people in Africa. Over,
you know,
in
who, African black people can't stand
black American black people. Black people. Mm-hmm. Over in South America, Greenland, Scandinavia, and parts of Europe, they love their anal. And Russia, they love their own Russian content. Dude, Russia went straight Russian this year. They watched nothing but Russian porn. They have such a hard-on for... That's people fucking in ice with polar bears.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
I mean, Russian women, I think, are gorgeous. I mean, there... I have several different countries that I'd love to meet a good woman from. But no telling.
Well, top gaining categories, Pornhub gay terms. What do you think? Number one gay term, twink. Of course, we know that. Oddly enough, anime and pinoy is right behind that. Like, but you know what's funny? This will probably make you laugh. What do you think was the most viewed category for gay men? Think about it.
What, straight porn?
Straight men. Straight guys.
Yeah, well,
straight guys. Always, yep,
cat,
they're all...
Get off there. I can't get hair on it.
Oh!
Get the cat off, please.
Here, move yours off.
I don't know where to put it at.
No, I said... Oh, yep. That, she likes to lay up there. I'm sorry.
I got to keep that one hair-free. It's a work jacket.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've got the cat. I don't know how long I can keep it, but... Okay, I'm not worried about that. Just sit somewhere, cat. Alright, men versus women. Here we go. Men versus women. Breaking the categories down by what men versus women were most interested saw quite a bit of overlap between the genders. Men were most interested in Japanese, much like last year. It remained in the top spot. Mature saw an increase of 1, and anal saw an increase of 3. MILF remained in 4th. Ebony bumped down, and transgender was up plus 2. Women's favorite category. Still lesbian. I have been talking about the fact that women's favorite porn category has been lesbian for years now.
Yeah.
And there is a problem with that, but I'll talk about that later.
I
think there is a problem with
that. I think we had this conversation before the show. I think all lesbians are repressed women who are straight.
No. I don't think it has anything to do with that. Honestly, I think I know exactly what the hell's going.
Usually, when you think about it, a lot of women that end up lesbians or anything like that usually look back and somewhere in their history they have abuse.
No, that's what I'm saying. Hold on, let me explain. You're like partway there. Alright, here's what you're missing. Alright, my belief, and you guys can comment and say if I'm wrong or whatever, but this is what I think is going on, honestly, from what I've seen and what I've talked to. A lot of media has been turning women away from men. We've seen countless videos of how useless men are. Countless videos of women literally on the things talking about how they don't want nothing to do with men. Men suck. Men aren't good. Men are nothing. Where's all the good men? All this other thing like that, right? So because they can't find solace in a man, they have to find a woman that is probably more like masculine type woman, you know, like they try to find a man and a woman. Yeah, because they can't look at a man. Some of them can't bear to look or even think about a man.
And when you think about it, the bitches are trying their best to be the manliest version
of a woman.
They were trans before trans was a thing.
I know. But also you have to consider that I'm sure a lot of these lesbian videos, sometimes there's probably dildos, you know, using.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so basically what they're doing is, I can't look at a man because the media has told me that men are bad. Men suck. I remember when she was talking about the men loneliness epidemic, and I saw two of these. I saw Shoe on Head talk about it, and I saw Filipina P. She was showing me videos. Both of the girls, rather, were showing me are showing videos of these women and how they fuck men. Oh, they're so sad. Oh, whatever. See if they treat women with respect. So these women have such a bone to pick with men. Like they got an axe to grind. They got such an axe to grind that when it comes to fantasies, they want what they want, but they don't want to see a man. They have to. They would rather see a woman. Because again, back in the day, and you can even talk to some of the older women, they would want men. Like that was the thing. Now they don't even want to read about men. Like they don't want anything to do with men because all they're reminded of is the feminist bullshit that's been shoved down their throats over the past fucking. You don't realize how many decades of this shit they've had. So now there's really not any way to go back except realizing that, hey, women do need men. But it's going to take a while to realize that. And to be fair, there are absolutely some real assholes. Like, there is a friend of mine. She's a beautiful girl, but she's wearing a neck brace because her husband came in and tried to fucking kill her. And this is her ex-husband. They had divorced, and he decided to jump in there, and he had his hands on her throat, and he damn near broke her neck. And now she has to wear a, neck brace. So all her, you know, all her pictures and videos and everything, she's got this neck brace on. And she's just damn near lost it. Like, you gotta imagine. I mean, going through that. And then, of course, I talked to some other friends, and like, well, he did this, and he did that. And it's like, good Lord. You know, so there's a lot of, you know, I'm not talking about who provoked it or whatever, but I'm saying some guys took it a bit too far, but I don't know what was on the line. I don't know what the fight was about. I don't know why the guy reacted the way he did. I don't know what was going on. Some guys really don't know how to control their anger, for real. But sometimes that's because that's a masculine thing for us to be kind of aggressive.
Well, I think sometimes they're cowards because they wouldn't dare try to do it to a man because they know they'd get their ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was an old thing we used to talk about too. Like we used to say that shit all the time. It's like you wouldn't do it to a man. But yeah, that's what's going on with that. So I believe that it has a lot to do with the feminist brainwashing and other shit that's just been telling, oh, I don't want to look at a man. Why do I want to look at a man nude? Because when they look at the man, they've been so brainwashed that they don't even see the sexual attractiveness in a man. They have to look at a woman. And I think that's what's happening right now. Because, again, for us, Japanese. Japanese is number one. Women, lesbian. I mean, big dick is down all the way to the very bottom. I'm going to tell you right now, these guys, oh, my dick are... It's not going to work. As a matter of fact, you'd be better off if you were Japanese. Or ebony. Or mature. Or a MILF. Or transgender. And I'm not even fucking kidding. Because that's what we're looking at when it comes to women's favorites. That's what... Matter of fact, men are kind of hiding some things because transgender's gone up above lesbian when it comes to men.
Well, you got to think, too. That's
indoctrinated. Indoctrinated there, too. Coerced. I mean, transgender is above big tits. It's way above big tits.
Not only are they hearing it on TV, they're hearing it in their schools because there's teachers trying to push the agenda on them, too.
Now, viewed more by women compared to men. Scissoring. 196%. And what do you think is below that? What do you think is going to be below scissoring? We just talked about it.
Pegging?
No. Very close. But it's the type of person.
Oh. Bulldog?
No. Close.
Twink?
Close. Think about it. The one thing we just got done talking about. It has to do with the movie we watched. We watched a little bit of.
Oh, yeah, the men trying to be in women's sports.
No, well, not that, but yeah, the transgender. Yeah. Do you know why transgender is being...
We said that.
No. Scissoring. This is viewed more by women. I want you guys to understand. More women, right here in the States, are looking at transgender plus 175%. That's over anything else. That's over muscle men. That's all these guys. I gotta get to the gym to get Chad muscles. I hate to tell you, but it looks like she wants something completely different now. So what they're looking for is a man that looks like a woman that's still got a dick. And I have fucking talked about this shit. Because remember when I made that video, the one on the one on YouTube, that got a lot of hits? Well, it's true. There's a friend of mine former friend of mine, that was telling me all about this shit. She basically told me that, look, this guy, he couldn't get with a girl, so he transitioned himself, kept his penis, and now he's got a girlfriend. And, I mean, he still fucks her like a normal fucking person, except just now he looks feminine, so when the woman sees him, she doesn't see a man anymore. That's how indoctrinated this shit has gotten in these women's heads. That's what it is. And I'm not saying that there aren't gay people and lesbians and whatever, but I'm saying that what I am seeing, and to have this big of an increase, like, there are gay and lesbian people that like that sort of thing. Even if that were the case, it wouldn't be plus 175%. It wouldn't be almost 200%. There's no way. So there has to be a lot of straight women.
He's doing the polls and stuff too.
That's true. But, I mean, there are a lot of straight women out there that are looking at it. Now, I will say, pussy licking 105, I definitely see why that's popular. Don't have to tell me that. Solo male, 85%. I can attest to that. I've got some solo male videos out there. Very popular. Lesbian, plus 73%, fingering, 71% romantic. Okay, so there are some romance ladies. Maybe there are some ladies that watch my content when it comes to our AVNs. I thought you might exist. Don't worry, you don't need to shout yourself out. I know you're there, and that's good. Toys is 55%, popular with women, 55%. Bisexual male, 47%. Threesome, good old threesome, 45%. Reality, 39%. Rough sex, not as many women into that as you think, guys. 34%. Bondage, 33%.
I don't think any, or that, I mean, there are
there's a, couple, we'll see, there is
but it
a
depends
very
on
bad
the technique. There's a way of doing it. Mm-hmm. Like, you wouldn't want a woman to come up and just start yanking on your dick. Like, you want them to do it in the right way. They can't.
So.
And a lot of guys just go at it as hard as they can, just thrusting and, probably not fully lubricated yet and all that. It's probably very uncomfortable.
So, basically, we also have the porn stars that the women were searching for. It's still the same. Abella Danger and Eva Elfie. Yeah. They like Abella Danger as well. They like Angela White. They like Lana Rhodes. They like old Johnny Sins. They like Mia Malkova, Emily Willis, Mia Khalifa still being searched for, Riley Reid, Lena Paul, Violet Myers, Giselle Montes, and Brandy Love. Now, what about the men they like? Well, I'll tell you. The men they like the most is a guy by the name of Armin Rizzo. Searches for him have gone up 410%. This guy, like, if you want to say, okay, this is the Chad I need to be, you know what's funny? This guy literally has the Chad, like, all the incels are like, alright, yeah. He literally does look like, he has the chin. You know how you guys say, oh yeah, you gotta have the chin? This dude literally has the chin. And his hair is, like, he doesn't have the beard though. You know how you see the Chad meme and it's got the beard? He doesn't have a beard. He looks like a young, muscular guy with a big chin. Like, big, you know, sharp chin. And that's real deep eyebrows. So, if that's what you guys are, you know, you wanting to get some pussy, I guess maybe that couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt to look like the porn star that 410% added more women are looking at. That's the main one. If you're like, that's the guy I need to look at. This Armand Rizzo. Look at him. And Black Man. Hey. It's brother Devin Trez. Plus 290% on him. He ain't much. I mean, he ain't nothing. I ain't seen it, you know, walking around as far as black men go. I'm gonna say one thing. Are you black? Are you tall? Are you a man? You probably ain't gonna have too many problems with women because he looks. But let me be very fair, because Armand Rizzo is up 200% higher than any other star here. So what I'm saying is, this is the Chad they're looking at. If you guys like, hey, this is what I got to do to be a Chad, then yeah, that's what it is. Now, we know, men, that money is a factor and all that. But if you're a young man and you're trying to build yourself a, you know, a repertoire, that's what you want to go for. Get in the gym, try to, I mean, I don't know. I think there's that chin thing. People said it works. I don't know. I'm not interested in that stuff, but I know you guys are. So if I might have just given you the key that unlocks the doors of vagina for some of you guys. Like, I didn't know it's this Armand Rizzo guy. So I did everything. I watched him. I don't know. Like, who knows? It's a weird thing. I'll say the rest of these guys though. If you're a Chinese, regular old Chinese guy, Tyler Wu is also something you can aim for. He's literally the most Asian man I've ever seen. Like, there's nothing special about this guy. He's not ugly, but he just looks like every Asian man I've ever seen. Unless he's got something special. Yeah. But that's all we got on that. So, proportion of female visitors. Alright, so here's the proportion. The Philippines is the most women. Most Filipinas are on Pornhub, gentlemen. I figured that's important since we've talked about the Philippines quite a lot. There's 58% more. 58% more women in the Philippines. There's only 42% men. Now, Colombia is right behind. A lot of you guys, Colombian women. Well, 50% of them are on Pornhub, too. And you know who they're looking for? Armand Rizzo. So again, if you're going to be the passport bro and you're going to go out there, you might want to look into him. I mean, obviously we don't want you to look at his... I mean, yeah, I know you're not going to watch it. I mean, if you want to go that far, that's up to you. But I'm just saying, if you want, okay, well, that's how he looks and they really like him. I mean, this is something that men used to do all the time back in the day. And I mean, people like Tom Cruise, they say, well, you know, what does he look like? What's the style that's in? What's the hair that's in? What's the, you know, and that's what men would do. And men would, and women would be like, oh, you look like so-and-so, right? I mean, remember back in our day, they used to do that. So there's absolutely nothing wrong but with looking at this guy and saying, hey, this man's getting a lot of hits. I gotta find out what in the world to do to see if I can try to get on his level. And sometimes you don't even really have to do that much. Sometimes, you know, you might just be the gift of gab and you can just go in there and do that thing. But it is a male loneliness epidemic. There's a lot of guys struggling. Maybe this is what you gotta do. Now, I do not recommend you go in plastic surgery. Oh, I gotta spend $1,000 to look like Armand Rizzo. Which... he may have had plastic surgery himself.
I'll tell you, it's better to be unique than to look like everyone else.
Yeah. But I'm saying, but you got to understand, the reason why I'm saying it like this is the Gen Z is so different. Gen Z is so much a... Like, I've listened to Gen Zers talk about themselves. And when they talk about themselves, it's always about appearance.
I'm the baddest motherfucker.
No. It's deep about appearance. They're always like, well, you know, they'll talk about different appearances of different races and different ethnicities. You know, just different things that would... And it's not something that you really normally... You didn't hear back in my day, or your day. People wouldn't talk that much about that, but they're so interested in appearance that they forget about a lot of other things. Like, They don't care if you're that funny and all that kind of thing. They just, oh, you look really good. Because we're literally, like, almost into a eugenics sort of appearance-based society. Which is kind of frightening. There's probably been some sci-fi books written on it. Maybe some movies. But, you know what the lowest proportion of female visitors is, right? Egypt.
Oh, yeah, they're probably not allowed. Like, you gotta think the Middle Eastern, when it starts getting Middle Eastern companies.
Mm-hmm. Countries, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, men usually do whatever the fuck they want.
And yep.
Women are the ones that are really held to a certain standard. I mean,
but there's 74% men in Egypt on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, it's the highest percentage of men. Highest percentage of men on Pornhub is in Egypt.
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Is she going to remove the burqa? Somebody's going to fucking slap me through the screen. Okay, age demographics. When it came to age demographics, most viewers are between ages of 18 and 34. Makes up over half the entire viewership. 18-24 bracket made up of 27% of all traffic. 25-34 age bracket made up 26% of all traffic. So the average age is 37. The average age of somebody on Pornhub is 37. There is, let's see, 38% of Philippine. Okay, the largest number is Brazil and, no, it's not. No, it's not. The largest number here on the chart is 41%, and that is in Egypt. That's 18 to 24-year-olds in Egypt. Behind that, you have 18 to 24-year-olds in Brazil and Philippines at 38. So, Germans, 34%. So, yeah, it's that's pretty much what you got going on there. So your main male Pornhub viewer is an 18 to 24-year-old guy in Egypt. Or a Filipino woman. Okay, so here's some interesting stuff. Also, you and me are now Gen X, man. We're both Gen X. We thought we were Gen Z. We're Gen Z. We're Gen X. Alright, so here's how we do this. So what categories are the generations most interested in? When it came to the perfect difference in popularity, Gen Z had a special interest in cosplay at 146%, hentai at 94%, interactive at 90%, and smoking at 88%. Gen Y was more interested in muscular men at 69%, tattooed women at 43%, made my mistakes there, cosplay at plus 38%, and roleplay at 25%. Gen X was more interested in scissoring at 29%, vintage at 28, transgender at 24, and fingering at 22. The boomers were 68% more interested in smoking, 58% more interested in transgender, really? And 56% more interested in hand job, and 54% more interested in mature. Gen Z and Gen Y saw an interest overlap in cosplay, interactive, and FFM. The only overlap in Gen Y, Gen X, and Boomers was the transgender category. So, Gen Z is 18 to 24. Gen Y is 25 to 34. Gen X is 35 to 54. And Boomers is 55 plus. So, you and me are both in Gen X. That makes me feel good. Because I never wanted to be part of the Gen Y. However, they really like small tits. Gen X has a...
I mean, not like any kind of tit I can put in.
Oh,
mouth.
I know. I don't even see anything else. I'll tell you what, though. We got a whole damn generation interested in fucking feet. Because the boomers, no feet. Gen X, no feet. Gen Y, no feet. Gen Z, feet. 58%. I don't know. Abella Danger.
Abella Danger. And who was the other one?
Angela White?
No, there's the second one.
I don't know. Elfie something?
Elfie, yeah.
Eva Elfie, maybe?
Eva Elfie, that's who it was.
So, also, let's be honest. There's some interesting categories here. The first one is interactive. Interactive, yes, we know interactive porn is a thing, and I really want it to continue. Cartoon, of course. Virtual reality, 67%. Awesome, you guys are going into the next frontier. Very, very cool. So, there you go. Most people are looking at Pornhub on their phone.
Well, now you can project it onto your TV.
Yeah, I know. Most people are looking at Pornhub on Chrome and Safari. Well, Chrome and Safari on mobile, but Chrome, Safari, and every damn thing else on desktop. Traffic by game console. PlayStation 5, 40.1%. Is that what you guys are doing when you're saying you're gaming? Then you got your PlayStation 4 at 41.6%. Xbox people, they're up there. They're 16.7. They're not that high. And then you got other, which is a 3DS and a PS Vita, because Nintendo ain't putting Pornhub on. Movie parodies and characters. This year, Star Wars was the most searched for. Really? Bumping Harley Quinn down to a close second. Following these two was Game of Thrones, which did not appear in 2022, and then Avatar. Many of the other usual suspects showed up. Wonder Woman, Black Widow, Catwoman, Elastigirl, and Princess Leia. Not as popular, but also searched for with some of their male counterparts. Batman, Spider-Man, Deadpool, Superman, and Captain Marvel. Most searched for characters. Star Wars, Harley Quinn, Game of Thrones, Avatar, Harry Potter, Wonder Woman, Black Widow, Catwoman, Elastigirl, Princess Leia, 365 days. I don't know who that is. Batman, 365 days.
It's familiar.
Megan, and yes, that's M3GAN. Y'all were looking up Megan. I mean, yeah, you can say, well, Grimm, it's not actually a little girl.
Well, they do have...
They do have, like,
one
yeah.
with grown women at... They come in a box.
That's true.
Which is what I do. But, anyway. Neither here nor there. Or everywhere. But, it's like android women.
Okay, I mean, that's fine. I mean, again, if it's like... Yeah, I don't... Well, see, they wouldn't... Yeah, they wouldn't actually allow, like, the actual... Like, I don't know... Be like, Grim, it's not a real guy. It's like, oh, God, that's the Prostasia argument. But anyway, Spider-Man, Power Rangers, Deadpool, Monster Hunter, Superman, Avengers. Again, I don't really care. I'm one of these guys, like, keep it to your fucking self as long as you're not one of those, like, predators in the Philippines that Filipina P made a video on. I honestly don't fucking care what you're looking at. Okay, so Monster Hunter, Superman, Avengers, Captain Marvel, Batgirl, Magic Mike, Loki, Jane Foster, Gamora, Scarlet Witch, Jessica Jones, Guardians of the Galaxy, and John Wick. Video games, before we're looking at the dick of John Wick. Fortnite continued to be the most searched for video game. Now, to be absolutely fair, I had to look up the demographic for Fortnite. Yes, there's a lot of kids that play it. No, it's not the main demographic. The main demographic for Fortnite is 18 to 20, I think 18 to 34. Yep, over 60% is 18 to 20, 18 to 34, 24, something like that. So yeah, it's a lot of people over the age of 18 that are looking at it. Overwatch came in second, then Minecraft, and then Legend of Zelda. And we also had Super Mario. Oh, Princess Peach! God of War and The Witcher in Red Dead Redemption at 12. The games that saw the biggest loss of interest included Among Us, Cuphead, and Final Fantasy. No longer interested in the Cuphead porn, are you? Alright, so most searched for video games. Fortnite, Overwatch, Minecraft, Pokemon, you fucking perverts. Oh, yeah, but there's there's trainers, Grim! I'm aware of the fucking trainers. And if you want to fuck Vaporeon, that's between you and Vaporeon. Just keep it behind closed doors. Atomic Heart. Awesome. I would totally bang those robots. Genshin Impact. I mean, we knew waifus would win. I figured waifus would be higher. Valorant, League of Legends, Mortal Kombat. Oh, there's some nice ladies in Mortal Kombat. GTA 5, Cyberpunk. I guess some of you guys just couldn't get enough of the, you know, I guess those new romance options are really going to come in handy then. So, Sims 4, Street Fighter, Apex Legends, Skyrim, because of course, Splatoon, The Witcher, God of War, Super Mario, Call of Duty, Baldur's Gate 3. I mean, there's porn in Baldur's Gate 3, but people wanted more. Mass Effect. You know what I'm honestly thinking? Some of these people weren't going to look for videos of porn of the games. They were just looking for videos of the games. They wanted to do two things with one, you know, oh, I'm going to go jack off to this and then look, see if they have videos for the game so I don't have to go to YouTube. Sometimes people are really lazy and do that. Mass Effect, Tomb Raider, Detroit Become Human, Final Fantasy, Among Us, Red Dead Redemption, Legend of Zelda, and Cuphead at the very bottom. No one is interested in Cuphead again. Now, the most searched for video game characters. Chun-Li. This is the Fortnite version, not the Street Fighter version. Tifa from Final Fantasy, to no one's surprise. D.Va from Overwatch. Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. Lady Dimitrescu from Resident Evil. Still up there. Sonic. Sonic the Hedgehog. God, I hope I never see it. Ada Wong, Resident Evil. That's my girl Ada. Mario from Super Mario Brothers. I'm good. If that's how you think about Mario, like, look, I've been playing Mario since I was yay high, okay? So, I don't like to think of my favorite mustachioed plumber like that. Oh, they're giving it on, the Princess Peach! Widowmaker, Overwatch. Mercy, Overwatch. Jinx, League of Legends. Ashley from Resident Evil, because of course they're making a doll. Oop! I wasn't supposed to really say much about that.
What?
Jill Valentine, Resident Evil. Slime, Genshin Impact. Kiriko, Overwatch. Ruby, Fortnite. Mona, Genshin Impact. Tracer, nope. Overwatch. Lisa, Genshin Impact. Cammy from Street Fighter, one of my favorites. Rebecca, Cyberpunk. Raiden Shotgun, Genshin Impact. Mei, Overwatch. Hugh Tao, Genshin Impact. Ahri from League of Legends. Kitana, Mortal Kombat. That far down? Loba, Apex Legends. Aura from Fortnite. Lucy from Cyberpunk. Samus Aran brought down to the damn bottom. And then Freya from God of War. Don't really care about traffic changes. Most searched for terms, United States. Lesbian, MILF, Hentai, Latina, Ebony, Asian, Big Ass, BBC, Threesome, Cream Pie, Stepmom, Anal, Big Tits, and Black. At the very bottom is Black.
Well, it's a giant desire.
Abella Danger, Sky Bree, Johnny Sins, Natasha Nice, and Elle Brooke. Trending search. Number one trending search in the United States. 593% Deep Throat. Biggest search in the United States. Passionate Sex. Look at this!
Was what?
Deep Throat.
Oh, yeah. That's
now, right below this. Passionate Sex. Again, let's clap. Yes, you want some Deep Throat action, but you're looking for Passionate Sex.
You know, Deep
you're
Throat,
looking
the whole
for...
premise of that is her clitoris is in the back of her throat.
Oh.
Yep.
489, caught masturbating. 426, perfect body. I'm not even surprised. I told you that Gen Z was a very body and attractiveness-based generation. And then, of course, 394. This is what my brothers are looking at. Don't even lie. Big ass anal. Big ass anal.
There's too much smell involved.
Top categories. Oh, hold up a minute. The categories viewed most often. Ebony, lesbian, threesome, MILF, and anal. Relative categories. Viewed more when compared to the world. We've looked at ebony more than anybody else in the world. Wow. We've looked at Latina more than anybody else in the world. Interracial more than anyone else in the world. Strap-on more than anyone else in the world. That really says something. Fingering more than anyone else in the world. The Philippines. Philippines is important. Pinay and Pinoy are the top.
Pinay
is your girls. Yep. Pinoy, and then you have Japanese right below that. Then you have hentai, Korean, and Asian. Then you have Japanese uncensored. I know why they're looking for that.
No.
Anime, Pinay gangbang, stepmom, lesbian, gangbang, Pinay solo, and a threesome. Trending searches. Hot Asian big tits is number one in the Philippines. You girls need to start getting some Bosant or something. Well, something. There used to be a drug back in the day that it would supposedly make your breasts grow larger if you gave. But yeah, these Panay girls, they need to start getting some tits because they're looking for hot Asian big tits. And now they're looking. Look at this. 527 for male whimpering. Male whimpering.
They want to see a guy show weakness, which.
Yeah, I know that.
Just look at several of them today.
Yeah.
Week.
Okay, plus 464 hot Asian girl, plus 343 gym girl. I can understand gym girl, and plus 320 sucking boobs. Relative categories: the Philippines have looked at hentai more than anyone else in the world. They've looked at Asian, Korean, reality, and romantic. Romantic's at the very bottom. Let's see. So the United Kingdom. Okay, since we're on BitChute, let's just look at the UK. MILF. You guys like your MILFs. Lesbian. Then you like your Indian girls. Hentai. And of course, you're British. Man, the British ladies must be really giving you guys a fucking time. Because they're way on the bottom. Above MILF, lesbian, Indian, and hentai. But you got big asses, threesomes, massage, big tits, okay. Asian, real amateur, anal, ebony. Oh, ebony's real low in the United Kingdom. And joy, J-O-I. Okay, top porn stars in the United Kingdom. Elle Brooke, Sky Bree, Abella Danger, Natasha Nice, and Blake Blossom. Trending searches, mature British, and then 609%. British dogging. Oh, we'd like to try some dogging. Big tits MILF, swinger, and then amateur wife. And of course, Britain, man, they really like their women. There is more searches for British women in Britain than anywhere else in the world. And right below that is Indian, MILF, fingering, and mature. Now Japan, what is Japan doing? Okay. What do you think Japan's most searched for term is?
It's usually rape, or forced, or submissive. It's usually like young woman, grown.
Well, that's not actually the point, and that could be true, but the number one most searched for term for Japan is Japanese. And then you know what the bottom is? You know what right below it is? Uncensored. Why? Because they use mosaics. Yep. Because it is illegal for Japanese people to own work with without mosaic, but it is not illegal for Japanese people to watch work without mosaics. So they do it as much as they can. Amateur. Married woman. Masturbation. Erotic anime. It's called hentai. Squirting. Massage. Mature woman, blowjob, big breasts. Big breasts is still up there, but it's not as popular as it used to be. Married woman seems to be going up there. Married woman is NTR cuckolding. Mm-hmm. Cream pie, couple, and then cunnilingus. The top porn star in Japan is Yua Mikami. And then Naomi Hub, Shibuya Kayo, Ai Yuhara, and some of these girls may be in the games we've played. There's a very good chance. Or they might be in some of the games we will play. Don't forget, some of these girls do both things in Japan. And Mia Milano. Trending searches. You know what the top trending search in Japan is? This is going to make you laugh. Uncensored pussy.
Oh, yeah. That's what they want to say.
Plus 754%. Toe side. And then big breasts uncensored.
You know, their pubes are just kind of interesting. I don't even mind if they don't shave. It looks like the hair on the top of their head, almost.
Cream pies.
Maybe permed. I don't know. I mean, it's straight. Right. There's no curls to it. It's straight. It's like blowing through a wheat field.
Cream pie sex and blonde foreigner was at the bottom of the most trending. Relative categories, Japanese, of course, the Japan has viewed Japanese people more than anywhere else in the world. Uncensored cartoon, then striptease, then pissing, and then bukkake. So what in the hell's going on in Germany?
Oh.
MILF is number one. German is number two. Dutch is number three. Turkish, anal, big ass, lesbian, hentai, Latina, massage, Asian, Iranian, big tits, and blowjob. Top porn star there is Johnny Sins. Says a lot about the Germans. Abella Danger, number two. Sky Bree, Lucy Cat, Natasha Nice. Trending searches. The number one, this is insane. The number one trending search for Germany is sleepover. And you know what else they want? Sex robots. Because, hey, you folks in Germany, 798% more searches for Android. 778% more for couple massage. 651 MILF hot. And then 521 hardcore lesbian scissoring. That sounds like Germany. Anal German lesbian MILF and threesome is the top categories. Anal is the most viewed category in Germany. Relative categories. German, of course, more than any country. Fetish, more than any country. Pissing, more than... it's actually more in Japan. Feet. And then tattooed women. Italy, of course. They like their hentai. There, you know what the top trending search in Italy is? Glory hole. Damn. Is that what's going on? Canada! What's going on with Canada? Okay, MILF, hentai, lesbian, Asian, threesome, anal, Latina, cream pie, Indian, massage, big tits, big ass blowjob, and BBC. That's the only one I've seen for BBC. You know what the top trending search for Canada is? This is gonna make you laugh. Therapy.
Really? Oh, family therapy?
No. Therapy. Just the word therapy. The word therapy.
Wow.
Maybe they're looking for therapy on Pornhub. You know what would be crazy? And I'd like to see if they would actually put real therapy videos on Pornhub, which they may exist. I wonder if people have actually tried to look for therapy and they were so depressed or so fucked up that they're just like, you know what? I'm going to type in therapy and see if I find some videos for that. And who knows? It might be people crying out. Pure pleasure, Asian Latina, amateur hot wife, and POV missionary. They've looked at Indian girls more than anybody else in the world. Small tits more than anybody else in the world.
There's some Indian girls good looking.
Yes.
There's some that I'm just not fond of.
Hand job, Asians, and redheads. Brazil. What do you think most popular Brazil? Hentai, of course. Yep.
You know, I've noticed there's a large anime community.
Oh my god. Yes,
countries.
All of them. Transgender support. Oh my god. The top trending search in Brazil. Transgender surprise.
Sounds like it. You know, they were starting to get pretty woke.
Hardcore sex, one penis, black cock. Oh no. Then they have Brazilian, blonde, transgender, brunette, and anal. Then we have Spain. Top trending search in Spain is elevator. Wow. Poland. Top search for them is swinger. Ah. And they view Czech people more than anybody else in the world. Australia. Top search for Australia is... And I know we have some Australian people, so I might as well talk about this. Lesbian, MILF, Asian, hentai, threesome, massage, anal, cream pie, Indian, Latina, big tits, Japanese, gangbang, and big ass. Trending searches, sharing a bed, therapy. Wow. Sharing a bed and therapy. Top fucking searches in Australia. Aussie MILF, one night stand, and don't pull out. They view Asian people a lot.
Sharing a bed is usually like a stepmother.
Oh, yeah.
Sharing with them.
Ukraine, MILF porn, sex anime, not a whole lot of. Netherlands, sleepover, skater girls. They're into some interesting stuff. They view pissing more than anybody else in the world over in the Netherlands. Argentina, anal is their most, they viewed anal more than anybody else in the world. And they want hentai porn. God. Colombia, MILFs, homemade porn. Wow. Latina, yeah, not really. Egypt. So what is Egypt? What are all these Egyptian men looking at, you ask? Well, if you want to know, the most popular search for term in Egypt is Egyptian sex. They're literally looking for sex of people that aren't them fucking... I mean, they have their wives, but they want to look at... Well, look at what this man is fucking! See, I could be fucking this man's wife! And I don't know. I don't know how the religion is on that. Arabic sex is the bottom. Right? No, I'm sorry. Arabic sex is right below that. You've got Egyptian sex, Arabic sex, Egypt in general. Just the word Egypt. And then Egyptian right below that. So everything is... Born sexy, MILF, big ass, lesbian, massage, big tit, stepmom, Japanese, hentai very low, and then curvy. Trending searches for Egypt is blind date, and then the World Cup. The World Cup on Pornhub. Orgy sex. Hijab MILF. Oh, look at it. I don't want to do it. There's probably some people that... I'm not. Forget it. Hardcore sex, Arab, behind the scenes, Euro, feet, and romantic. Chile, they are the ones that like the androids. Sweden, Swedish, ooh, number one Swedish sex robot. You heard it here first. Conclusion, and that's a wrap up to 2023. So there you guys go. That's what you perverts have been looking at. Me, I haven't been looking at any of it because I can't view any of it, and it was hard as hell even to get that. Oh. I had to use VPN and then fucking, like, basically take the URL, paste the URL in the archive, and now I have a version of it for archives that hopefully holds up.
There's good other sites.
So, yeah, but what I'm saying is that's a good, I mean, it's still the most popular site, but it's probably... dwindling, you know, because of all the shit that's going down with it. But yeah, so it's very interesting what people are actually looking at. You know, it's really cool to see that therapy and romantic, passionate sex are being looked at. It's great because let me tell you something. If you're watching that, that's something you can actually kind of watch and learn from. Some people probably don't know how to have passionate sex, and that sucks, but it's probably true. Imagine if you're a young Zoomer, and you're just raised on all this fucking gooner porn, right? Where they're just banging the shit out of the woman, and there's a lot of girls that complain that, I don't like all that stuff right off. And you say, well, I got it from a porn, so I didn't know. And it's actually an issue. Because girls are like, I don't want all that. It's like the first time she's ever had sex and she's scared to death because he's trying to choke her and stuff. And she's like, oh my God, is he going to kill me? So that's putting a poor girl through a lot of shit that she's not even, you know, into. That's been happening a lot. So these guys are like, okay, so maybe being the aggressive thrower against the wall shit isn't what you need to do when you first talk with a girl, have sex with a girl. Well, not when you first talk with a girl. Being aggressive probably isn't the best idea at all. She'll just call the authorities and that'll be it. But when you're having sex, though, yeah, you kind of want to learn what passionate sex is. And when you watch those, you'll be like, oh, okay, well, that's what foreplay is. That's what I'm supposed to do with my hands. This is what I'm supposed to do. I'm not just supposed to ram it in like a wild bull. I'm supposed to give her a chance to warm up and really kind of set the mood first, and then things get nice and passionate. You actually enjoy the sex, and she doesn't feel like you just masturbated with her body, which is a complaint from a lot of women. Now, I mean, earlier in the sphere, people would say, well, you know, that's all they're good for and all that. But I mean, if you have a woman that actually wants, you know, I mean, if it's somebody you're really close to and you want to, you know, be with, you will make the time to have more passionate sex. And, I mean, you see this with guys and their waifus. Like, they'll get really passionate and start cuddling and all that kind of thing. So you see that with doll owners. You see that a lot.
The thing that I don't get about that is the same complaints you could have about women now, which a lot of women now don't put the guy in consideration until it comes to the fucking, then they're like, all they used before was a cum dumpster and left. Well, it's because you ain't showing them consideration anywhere else. That's the only time they get to unleash some aggression on you.
Yeah, that's true. All right. So that's going to be the end of this one. Don't worry, these things have an hour before they actually put me out.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I have to check it early so I can hit in. Alright, so that's all we've got for the Grim Rant Show. Hope you guys enjoyed it. A little longer than we expected, but I had to go through some things, and I kind of rounded off every country because I wanted at least most people to know what was going down. Of course, you can check out all the stats on Pornhub. And by the way, yeah, this is Shantae. We'll be playing through all of this, but there's going to be like a quick, I think it's Mushroom Kingdom Fusion footage, and then after that it's full on Shantae. Like, probably for the rest of this month and the next few months, you'll be seeing Shantae footage. So, I mean, several games, guys. I've actually been lining it all up. So, alright, so if you like Shantae, you'll be seeing a lot of that. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on the Grim Rant Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.